In a way. The tests were liberating. They suggested you didn't have to spend millions to get a violin with top quality sound. But Joseph Curtin, the researcher who ran the experiment, says he was also a little sad. He is a violin maker too.